This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
All Muslims, today we are seeing Masjid al-Aqsa getting attacked by the enemies. Today, Masjid al-Aqsa is attacked. Our mothers are killed. Our daughters are killed. Our children are killed. Our brothers, our fathers are killed, and no one out there cares. In what sense? I'm referring to the leaders. Every person out there who is a Muslim should have a soft spot for Masjid al-Aqsa. Why? Because this is the place where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he sat on Burraq and he shot off to the heavens, and he went to the first heaven, the second, the third, the fourth, the fifth, the sixth, the seventh heaven, and he bought the gift of Salah and he brought it back to the dunya. This is that place. Regarding the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said that go there and pray 2 raka'ah nafal, and Allah will give you a reward of 100 martyrs. Today, social media is telling me, Facebook, YouTube, Insta, Snap, that the Muslims have no value. They are killing and butchering and gassing and bombing innocent Muslims in Palestine. And they are blasting innocent Muslims in Masjid al-Aqsa. We don't care what group you belong to. I don't care if you're a Hanafi or a Shafi'i or a Maliki or a Hanbali or a Salafi. This is to unite the Ummah. Why? Because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that the Muslim Ummah is like one body. If one limb is in pain, then the entire body is in pain. Where is the likes of Salahuddin? Where is the likes of Umar? Where is the likes of Mu'tasim? Just one narration comes to mind. The enemies are attacking and killing the Muslims. Mu'tasim, he's on the other side. A Muslim woman is captured by the enemies. She is slapped. She shouts out and she says, "Oh Mu'tasim, where are you?" The guard laughs at her. "Yes, your man Mu'tasim is coming. He's coming on a black and white horse to save you." The news reaches Mu'tasim. Mu'tasim purchases 17,000 black and white horses. The army is dispatched. They head towards this land. The enemies are defeated. This Muslima is freed and brought to Mu'tasim. This guard is brought to Mu'tasim. And Mu'tasim says that tell this kafir now that Mu'tasim has come on a black and white horse to save you. This is when the Muslims had honor. This is when the Muslims had value. This is when the Muslims had status. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said that the blood of a Muslim is more sacred to Allah than the Kaaba itself. Oh Muslims, who is out there to respond? We don't have no Khalid bin Walid. We don't have no Salahuddin. We don't have no Mu'tasim. We have no Umar. We have no Abu Bakr. But we have Muslims out there that could say Ameen, and Allah will accept and destroy these enemies who are killing innocent Muslims in Palestine, who are attacking Masjid al-Aqsa, inside the masjid, throwing bombs, gassing people up. Allahu Akbar. Oh my brothers, oh my sisters, oh Muslims, if you are out there listening to this message, if you can't provide for these people and financially back them, then I'm asking you to say Ameen at least, so Allah destroys these enemies. Oh Allah, you are the king of the world. You're the master of the universe. Oh Allah, you are the one that is worshipped. Oh Allah, who are we going to call out to when you are the one who responds to the call? Oh Allah, you said that if we make dua to you, you will respond and you will answer our dua. Oh Allah, give izzah to the Muslims of Gaza. Oh Allah, give izzah to the Muslims of Gaza. Oh Allah, give izzah to the Muslims of Gaza. Oh Allah, destroy the enemies. Oh Allah, these enemies who are attacking our Muslim mothers and sisters, our brothers, our fathers, our kids. Oh Allah, the very hands they use, oh Allah, disable their hands. Oh Allah, that the earth that they walk upon with pride and arrogance, oh Allah, order the earth to open and take them in like you took Qarun in. Oh Allah, the enemies were killing innocent Muslims. Oh Allah, send a mosquito to go in the ear, to land on their brain, and to eat up their brain until they drop to their knees. Oh Allah, send Malak al-Maut upon these people. With 12 eyes, black of face, fire leaping out from his mouth, coming out from his mouth, with a four-kind rod, with 500 angels behind them, with whips and embers made out of fire. Oh Allah, send these angels upon these enemies who are killing innocent Muslims in Gaza. Oh Allah, the planes that they're flying in your sky. Oh Allah, order the skies to throw their planes out. Oh Allah, you are the mighty, you're the king, you're the powerful. Oh Allah, the earth that they are walking upon. Oh Allah, order the earth to shake. Oh Allah, break their groups apart. Oh Allah, order the tanks to blow up. Oh Allah, help the Muslims of Gaza. Oh Allah, help the Muslims of Gaza. Oh Allah, help the Muslims of Gaza. Oh Allah, you are the powerful. You are the mighty. Oh Allah, you are the strong. Oh Allah, nothing is more powerful than you. Oh Allah, order the insects of the earth to eat of their bodies. Oh Allah, that the breath and the oxygen they take in, oh Allah, turn this oxygen into poison for them. Oh Allah, these innocent people who are dying in your path, oh Allah, give them Jannah. Oh Allah, these people that are walking and dying in your path, saving and protecting Masjid al-Aqsa, oh Allah, elevate their status in Jannah. Give them a house in Jannah. Give them a palace in Jannah. Give them a place where they will go and drink from the fountain and from the hands of the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Oh Allah, raise them with the shuhada. Oh Allah, raise them with the prophets. Oh Allah, raise them with Salahuddin, Nuruddin. Oh Allah, raise them with Khalid bin Walid, with Salahuddin. Ameen, oh Allah.